Dear friends in Christ, the four young men from Israel had been carried off to Babylon. They had passed the probationary period of King Nebuchadnezzar. He had found them 10 times better than all the other wise men that he had taken captive. And now Daniel had been given a dream and its interpretation by the Lord God of Israel to Nebuchadnezzar the king. So Nebuchadnezzar had promoted all four of these young men to high places in his kingdom. But now three of them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were in serious trouble, for King Nebuchadnezzar had decided to build a huge golden image and had commanded all his people to bow down to this image whenever they heard the sound of the music. And all the people obeyed except for these three men. So now they were in serious trouble. Why did they not want to bow down to this image? Well, God had given them a command. The very first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them." So if they wanted to be obedient to their God, they could not bow down to this image. Now we don't know where Daniel was during this time. He was their main man. He was the one who had been given messages from God, visions, dreams. But now he was not there. They were by themselves and they were in danger. What were they going to do? Remember, the prescribed punishment was being thrown into a fiery furnace. Well, we all know the end of the story. We know that God gave them the strength to resist and that God delivered them from this fire. But we should realize that at the time, they did not know the end of the story. They knew that their God was able to deliver them, but they did not know that God was willing to deliver them at that time. And so they said to Nebuchadnezzar, this is recorded in Daniel chapter 3, "Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from your hand, O king, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." They did not know that God would deliver them, and yet they were not going to disobey their God. They had the same kind of attitude that Jesus wanted to foster by his words to his disciples when he said, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." So when we have a choice, certainly God's word and command must be placed above every human command, even if it is a command of a mighty king like Nebuchadnezzar, who threatens us with a fiery furnace. And still, a fiery furnace is better, much better than the eternal flames of hell. So we need to realize that God does not always deliver his people from an early death or a painful death. We think of Jesus' disciples, Peter and James, thrown into prison by Herod. Peter was delivered by an angel, but James was not. We think of John the Baptist, when King Herod gave the orders for him to be beheaded, no angel appeared on the scene to stop the executioner from cutting off his head. And yet, even when that happens, we know that God's people are safe in his hands, even while they are dying. For at that very moment of their death, they will be with their Lord in paradise, as Jesus said to the man crucified next to him. So the three men did not know what was going to happen, but they knew this, that they could not obey the king's command. And so they boldly told the king this. And then what was the result? Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. He commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. He commanded certain mighty men of valor to bind them and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And because the furnace was exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So there was death that hour by order of the king, the mighty men of valor who threw them into the furnace were killed, but the three young men of Israel were unharmed. And pretty soon the king looked at the fire and he said to his counselors, "I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God." And so the king gave the orders for the 3 men to come out, and this order they obeyed. And all those who were present saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. The God of Israel, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, is our God also. And we sometimes are afraid of much less frightening things than a fiery furnace. As the children's song goes, we are weak, but he is strong. For the moment at least, Nebuchadnezzar realized that the God of Israel was stronger than he. And this is what he said: "God sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. There is no other God who can deliver like this." And our God has done even better than this for us and for them, because he has delivered us and them not just from a fiery furnace, but from hell itself and the punishment of our sins through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Let us sing hymn 258, stanza 2 and 5. 258, 2 and 5.